spectacular weekend. Just found out it is Sean McVay's birthday today.
How old is he?
36.
36.
No.
Can you imagine?
That's ridiculous.
36. About to go to his second Super Bowl
36?
And win his first.
Come on.
Yeah. 36.
I feel like he's been 36 for 5 years.
I know. He really is. How old are you, Jorge?
35.
Yeah. And let's just think about this. What was I doing when I was 36? When I was 36, I was probably doing the night show at the Mighty 690. He's coaching a team into the Super Bowl.
When you put it that way, it's a little depressing.
No, it's good. I'm glad he's doing what he's doing.
Hey.
What better way to celebrate birthday week than by beating the 49ers on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about.
Ooh, man.
So do you realize, and obviously fantastic weekend of football. I would argue, and Momo is saying it's recency bias, I think that's the greatest football weekend I have ever been witness to. Four games, all coming down to the last play. I guarantee you that's never happened before.
Yeah, that's probably true. That has probably never happened with four games. But, like, I watched that Green Bay-San Francisco game. Boring until the end. It was so boring.
Well, if you find defense to be boring, then yes.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, like, cold, and everybody looked like their hands were going to fall off, and, like, they couldn't run because the ground was frozen.
Oh, I mean, but that was, like, classic NFL football. That's like it's snowing and it's icy and it's
frozen tundra. Of them,
it is the it literally there was the frozen tundra.
And
it
then
was classic.
Like A-Rod popped up on the screen randomly.
Yeah, he's got a new girlfriend.
I mean, what? Like that was the most random cameo.
Like, it
why
was weird.
Alex
like,
Rodriguez
why do you,
there?
Why do you go to A-Rod there?
And he was like really into it too. He was really hopping up and down.
Is he? Is he a Packers fan?
I mean, he's from Miami. He just bought the Timberwolves, so that would be a Vikings fan. I mean, where is the connection? Super random.
Don't get it. So you had that game, which was frozen tundra. I thought that was classic.
Yeah.
You had Joe Burrow in the upset.
Kind of
boring. Matthew Stafford nailing it down with the bomb to Cooper Kupp, and then you had the wildest overtime game. Wildest overtime game.
So I thought
the
two
remember.
Sunday games were really good games. They were really interesting, good games. So the Rams game was kind of a blowout for most of it and then got really good at the end, or, you know, torturous, depending on who you were rooting for. But the Saturday games were okay. I mean, they came down to the last possession, but they weren't, like, you know, amazing games.
But I was telling Mace, like, off the air, the fact that they got an extra week – and we're getting this kind of football on an extra week. It's just incredible, man. These games, the way they're finishing and the style of play, like, it's just incredible what these guys are doing.
Yeah, you know, it is true. We added that extra week to the season, and, you know, the idea was, we're going to lose guys, or teams aren't going to be at full strength, or, you know, really there aren't a lot of – none of the stars are hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Rams played without Andrew Whitworth. But Joe Noteboom did a really good job. But not all the quarterbacks are healthy. You know, we got to see everybody. We got our.
I mean, the only team that
worth.
Really had a lot of injuries was Tampa Bay. Chris Godwin was hurt. You know, Antonio.
Tristan Wirfs. Wirfs. Yeah, he was hurt. But I just thought, and I'll tell you what. As Juan said to me after the game and yelled at me, and I thought, he's legit mad, yelled at me, "You are an a-hole to watch a game with."
I totally understand what Juan is talking about.
And I mean, I am living and dying with every single play. When Cam Akers fumbled that football late in that game, I was just beside myself.
Did you make it personal? Did you, like, say anything really bad about Cam?
Did I say? No.
Did you wish him bodily harm?
No.
Okay, so you're fine.
I think Cam's an amazing story that he came back after 5 months. And he had the fumble at the end of the first half. He had that one. Honestly, both of them were game changers.
Yeah, they were.
Both of them, losing the touchdown at the end of the first half, or at least the points at the end of the first half, was brutal. And then obviously set up Tampa Bay for an easy touchdown at the end of the game.
So, Mace, I've sat with you at a baseball game. I've sat with you at a basketball game. I've never sat with you at a football game. Why is this so much different than being at a Dodger or a Laker game?
Because I'm home, and because I literally bitch about every little thing.
Because you're so much more quiet at the games.
Like, I am. I get so locked in at a game, I don't really talk. Like, there's a famous incident where somehow I ended up at a Dodger game with Chris Morales, who's the voice you hear at the beginning of segments here, who, you know, does a great job and all that. But somehow he and I ended up behind home plate at a Dodger game. And apparently we at some points were on camera. And at no point did I talk to Chris Morales. Like, when I'm at a baseball game, I'm there to watch a baseball game. I am not there to have a conversation with you. I am locked in. Now, the difference is...
Get there late, but you're locked in, yeah.
The difference is...
Another shot. Just a random shot fired.
Yeah, just random shot at the guy who actually got you in. But when I'm watching the game, like... When Cam Akers fumbled that ball, I had a big, giant drink next to me. And I was so pissed off. I, like, knocked that drink all over everything. The wall, my computer, everything. Then I had to clean it up. And then, you know, at the end of the game, I'm like, I was one of the people saying, just take a knee and get to overtime. Just take a knee and get to overtime. Just don't F this up anymore. Just, you've got four turnovers. Don't try to do too much. And how wrong was I?
I mean, I feel like you're probably not very fun to watch with, but I could watch with you there. My husband, on the other hand, when he gets really into a game, like, he's like a bad karma fan. Like, he'll just be like wishing harm on people, like make it really personal. I'm like, you didn't even know his name before the game started, honey. And now you're like, putting a hex on his house. Like, it's just, you know, that's the kind I can't deal with.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah,
that's too far.
It's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. It's just, it's the circle. And, you know, if you follow the show, you know that I go up and down as the team goes up and down. Mm-hmm. I'm that way with the Dodgers. I'm that way with every team that I follow. And I try to tell the truth as much as I can. So, you know, I at one point said, I've lost faith in Matthew Stafford. Do you have that cut there, Jorge? I have lost faith in Matthew Stafford. Now, I saw that. I said that, I think, after the loss to Green Bay, where he kept throwing pick sixes. And it is a fact that Matthew Stafford threw more pick sixes this year than Jared Goff threw in his entire career as a Ram, which is scary when you think about it. But look at what he's bounced back with. Turnover, I mean, there were four turnovers yesterday, none of them on him. He played a turnover-free game against Arizona, mm-hmm. and a turnover-free game yesterday against Tampa Bay. So Matthew Stafford is rising to the occasion, and that doesn't mean that I regret what I said back then. I still, at that moment, I had lost faith in Matthew Stafford.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
Yes, sirree, Bob. But I think Matthew Stafford has – that play yesterday rewrote his history. Matthew Stafford can win in the playoffs.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford can win at the end of a playoff game.
Okay, I'm going to just go back in time.
Okay.
To the fall of 2021.
All the way back to the fall of 2021, yeah.
Cody Bellinger hit one of the most amazing home runs in Dodger history. Remember that home run?
Yep.
Ball above his eyes.
Yep.
Tomahawked it out of right field.
Yep.
Did it rewrite his history?
Yeah.
No, but they didn't win.
Yeah, but it still rewrote his history.
I mean, for that year.
Chris Taylor, when he hit the home run in the,
really
in
awesome.
The playoff game, in the one game playoff.
It was really good.
Absolutely rewrote his history.
Really good for both of them. Great moments. Not ultimately all that memorable because they did not win a World Series.
I will always remember that Chris Taylor home run. Bergman, am I right or am I right?
You have to remember that one. That was an amazing home run.
It was, but okay, it's not iconic. Gibson's home run is iconic.
Well,
and you know why?
Because
they won the World Series. And that was game one. If they didn't win the World Series, I don't think we talk about Gibson's home run the same way.
It was like the only good moment of 2021. We got
Yeah, why are you taking away the one good moment we have?
I'm not taking it away. I'm just saying the Rams got
to
win.
Saying it doesn't amount to anything.
Like, it was a really awesome play. It was a good game. Bravo should give you confidence for the next round. But they got to win a championship. That's it.
To me, that moment will live in history as a defining moment in Matthew Stafford's career, no matter what happens on Sunday.
Okay.
No matter what happens. 877-710-ESPN. We'll get some calls in from Rams fans. A lot of people, I'm retweeting anybody who's got tickets so that you've got, if you're a Rams fan, there are lots of people that you can connect with through DMs to get tickets. We want to make sure all those tickets that are going on the secondary, actually all those tickets that were bought the first time, don't get sold to 49er fans. They get sold to Rams fans.
Mm-hmm.
And an interesting tweet from Slava Tovino, which I want to read coming up, which describes, I think, the way I watch games. that's coming up next for you. 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, God, they just showed that snap that went by Matthew Stafford. Oh, how painful was that? Right after we got the turnover.
Clay, does anybody know yet?
Know what?
Like, what? Why did the center snap the ball? Was it Stafford's fault? Was it the center's fault?
Well, I'm guessing it was, like, miscommunication, right?
I mean, yeah, obviously.
It was Evans who snapped the ball.
That was a disaster.
Especially when we just strip-sacked Tom Brady.
Von Miller had that great play, and then it was like, ooh.
Hey, Jorge, is Chris in Riverside there? What about Pedro in Long Beach? No? Okay.
What was all that?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the phones, and I'm seeing Chris and Pedro there. All right. So this is a good description of how I watch games, Momo.
Okay.
This is from Slava Tovino. He said, do you actually enjoy the games, or is it just a relief when they're over? I'm the latter.
Oh, okay.
I think that's kind of me, too. I don't know that I enjoy the games when they're happening. I love when they're over.
Mm-hmm.
I love when I've won, when we've won. I'm miserable after a loss, just inconsolable after a loss. Hmm. But like after the game yesterday, I was like sky high.
Yeah.
Sky high.
But do you enjoy actually watching? Like, are there moments when you turn to Juan and say, oh my gosh, this is awesome?
The last time that happened was at near the end of the first half of the Rams-Niners game.
Oh, no.
I turned to Juan and I said, this is going so well, I have chills.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they came all the way back.
Kind of like when it was 27-3 in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
And I sent you the text saying, I'm
although
so
the
happy
difference
for
was,
you, Mace.
I did not think the Niners were coming back. Uh-huh. I did know Tampa was coming back. Because I've seen Tom Brady do that too many times.
Yeah.
A couple of nuggets I want to get out there. It's a big day for Nuggets. This is the reporting from Dave McMenamin. Anthony Davis is now, after missing 1 month with an MCL strain.
Yeah. 5 weeks.
He is probable to return tomorrow night versus the Nets in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great news for the Lakers because it's been a rough season.
You know, MCLs, it's not like there's any good ligament to tear or sprain or whatever. But, like, if you're going to do a knee ligament, that's the one to sprain. Like, John Morant had the MCL. He's back and better than ever. seems to be like the ACL, you're out for a year, right? PCL out for months. MCL, people come back from that and they're pretty good. 5 weeks.
Yeah. Now this is going to be an interesting stretch now, as long as Anthony Davis comes back, because he's there for the really tough stretch of the schedule. He doesn't necessarily see an accomplished big man tomorrow night with Brooklyn, but he does have Philly and Joel Embiid, who's been on fire during this road trip. What does it look like with Anthony Davis on the floor? It's obviously better, but does this team tread water? Do they pick up games? Do they pick up wins? Do they at least beat the bad teams?
I mean, I think they're running out of time. Like the whole point of this season was these three guys got together and said, we can do this. We can make this work. We haven't really seen these three guys on the court all together very much at all. I mean, it's just a handful of games that they've actually played together. It's usually Russ with AD or Russ with LeBron, but not all three of them together. And so they better start winning. It's going to take a minute because each time you have to switch the way you play. When Russ plays with AD, he's more of a playmaker. When he plays with LeBron, he's more of a secondary option or secondary playmaker, kind of a finisher. Like he's supposed to cut and shoot and get out in transition. But when he plays all three together, well, I don't know what that even looks like. What does that even look like? We haven't seen enough.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know. Now, I hope LeBron has been playing the five and effectively, not necessarily defensively, but offensively, they've been great with LeBron at the five. Now, you would think AD is going to step right. If LeBron can play the five, AD can play the five.
Right. Oh, AD should definitely play the five.
He should definitely play the five. All their most effective lineups last year had AD at the five. I wouldn't expect to see Dwight Howard out there starting.
Well, he might against the Sixers. I don't know that AD wants to come back in one of his first games back, get in there with Joel Embiid, who probably has 40 pounds on him.
Boy, Embiid has been crazy.
He's so good. Like, they're just, the team isn't that good. So they're, I don't know, fourth or fifth in the East, but he's so good. Like, he's like Shaq and Hakeem put together.
Here's something. Did we miss something? Did Brady snub Stafford at the end of the game?
Did
Brady shake hands with Stafford?
No. Really, Jorge?
No, I worked that game yesterday. No, I didn't see anything from the footage that I saw.
Wow.
Acknowledge each other.
I mean, I'm looking at Brady giving hugs to people on the screen right now. Can you see that?
Yeah, but not Stafford. I didn't see him and Stafford embrace. I didn't see that.
I mean,
he's famous for not necessarily being a good sport after a loss.
He was hugging other Rams.
Was he? Okay. As long as he's...
Weddle, for sure.
Weddle. Oh, Weddle. Yeah. Can you believe Weddle out there?
Yeah, he made that terrible
that
penalty.
Terrible play. That
I was like, I mean, he's so lucky that didn't cost them. That could have been the game right there.
Well, thank God the ball hit the ground before he hit... Yeah. Was that Mike Evans?
Yeah. It's like, you know what he looked like? A guy who'd been on his couch a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a step slow. I mean, you know.
And then couldn't...
What do you expect?
couldn't downshift and hit him anyway.
I was like, I saw it live, and I was like, ooh, that was a late hit.
that was definitely a hit. That was definitely a personal foul, no question about it. But good for Weddle, man. He's out there playing significant snaps.
Yeah.
Right off his couch.
Which is so... If Brady snubs Stafford, that is something, because like in the other game with Mahomes and Josh Allen, there's video of Mahomes celebrating with his team. Then he takes his helmet off, throws it down, and goes looking for Josh Allen. And they had this like really nice moment between the two young guns. Like that was true respect between those two guys. And it was not like an hour later, 5 minutes after it ended.
Yeah, I thought that was a very unfair ending to a spectacular game.
Hey, last week we talked about how the Herbert and Burrow could possibly be the next Brady Manning. Is Allen Mahomes actually that? Because they're in the same division and they play each other in the playoffs.
Same conference.
Well, they're also a little older, too.
I mean, those are...
And not by much. They're
not
in their
by, not
mid-20s.
By
they're, what, 26?
I mean, I think it's year five. Does it sound right for Mahomes? And year four for Josh Allen?
Mahomes is 26.
That's amazing.
And Josh Allen is 25.
Wow. Yeah, so I think it's like year four and year five. They're going to be around for – and I'll put Joe Burrow's in there. I mean, Joe Burrow's is going to be great. He's already great, but he's going to be great. What's the Super Bowl matchup, Momo?
I think it's going to be Rams-Chiefs.
I know what Jorge's going to say. Who do you think the Niners will play?
The Chiefs.
The Chiefs.
Thank you, Mace.
Bergman?
Yeah, I'm going to go Rams-Chiefs. Sorry,
Jorge.
That's
a huge letdown.
That's okay. This
will be a huge letdown for the Chiefs if they lose now.
I am going to go Rams-Bengals.
Really?
Oh,
yeah. Oh, you're wild. Look at you.
Is that just what you want so that your team can win?
No. I actually think the Bengals are hot, and I love Joe Burrows, and I think he's going to find a way to win that game. I think that'll be a shootout.
Wow.
I think they're all going to score. But I'm telling you, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, they've got great receivers in Cincinnati.
Joe Mixon's a good back.
A good back. I mean, that's
Rams
a really
the Bengals,
complete team.
They're winning by 2 touchdowns. I mean, the Bengals, to me, there's not even – Kansas City is really good, but they make mistakes. So that's why they can be beat. And I also think it could be a letdown game because that, you know, against the Bills was such a crazy game for them. But – Kansas City's not going to lose that.
Jared G., you guys are so worried about this being Levi South.
You know
what?
You are.
I just want to make sure Rams fans show up and not sell our tickets. They're so expensive.
Why is that? Is it because there's – how many seats are there at SoFi?
70,000.
Oh, should be plenty.
Yeah, and tickets are so expensive. You can't get into the building for less than $800 a seat.
Right now, I'm looking at his website, and it's $569 for the section 545.
Yeah, that's up there, but that's good. Yeah, so it costs you $500 to get into the stadium.
I feel like that's way more than Dodger World Series tickets were. What'd you spend on the World Series the first year the Dodgers won?
You mean the Game 7?
Yeah.
I think I spent – oh, God.
Did you get good seats?
I think I really good seats, sort of down the left field line a little bit behind the dugout. I think I paid maybe $2,500 a ticket.
Whoa, that's a lot.
That was expensive.
Wow.
Super Bowl, very expensive. When we went to Atlanta to the Super Bowl, I don't remember the exact price, but very expensive. I know that I've got good seats, really good seats at SoFi. In my section, they're going for $3,500 apiece.
That's amazing. That's a lot of money for a ticket to a championship game.
We had a guy earlier say, you know, I can pay for my whole season ticket package by selling this week. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Yes, sir, Bob.
There he is. Yes, sir, Bob.
Can we find out if that was Ireland?
It was not Ireland.
I don't think it was, but I just want to make sure.
It was an interesting theory somebody had. Mm-hmm. Interesting theory, but no. No, not Ireland. All right, coming up next, let's sneak a couple calls in. 877-710-ESPN. I'll tell you one thing. They should change the overtime rules after yesterday. It's a shame that Josh Allen and the Bills didn't get a chance to respond to that Patrick Mahomes touchdown. It should be, you get a chance, we get a chance. As soon as somebody fails, you're done. But you should at least get a chance to match. Plus, Momo, I feel like somebody is going to win $1 million from us. I'll explain. Coming up next, Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. Yeah, all three shows. Put your Ram hands up. All three shows. Rams, Niners, tickets on Wednesday. Championship game at SoFi Stadium. As you probably know by now, sadly, and with great disappointment, I tell you that Jorge, our trusted and loyal producer, is a Niners fan.
You damn right I am.
And he's very, very cocky about it.
Got my hat on and everything, right, Momo? She sees my hat
on. Oh, yeah,
on.
He's got chains on.
I'll wear a shirt tomorrow and a sweatshirt on Wednesday.
I got my Rams hoodie on right now and my Rams hat. I can top that. I'm always wearing Rams gear this time of year.
I know you are.
Yeah, I know. PJs and all.
It's also like, I mean, what do you wear more of, Rams gear or sweatpants?
Well, sweatpants with Rams gear. So remember we were doing Million Dollar Mondays?
Yeah.
Okay, so the idea was everybody got to pick the two teams they thought were going to play in the Super Bowl. And then predict the final score. And if you nail the final score, you win $1 million. So there are 12 people still
alive.
Whoa.
12?
Ten people have Rams Chiefs.
Okay.
So 10 different scores. If one of those comes up, somebody will win $1 million. And we've got two people with Niners Chiefs. Again, if you nail the final score, $1 million. I actually think somebody could very well win $1 million.
Yeah.
Wow. Which would be incredible.
What are those scores? Are they like traditional type scores?
Very traditional scores.
Yeah, like 24-21.
Somebody scores a safety, chances are
Nobody's
going to nail the score.
Because I always play the squares. When you have a little Super Bowl party, you guys play squares?
Yep.
It's just amazing how many times it ends up with a weird score, like a safety or a two-point conversion, and it messes everything up.
It does. It screws everything up. Well, yeah, especially when you get a good square and then somebody scores.
Yeah, you're like, oh man, I got 0-7. I'm gonna totally win.
Yeah. And you think 0-7, these are my numbers.
Seven, boom. Three.
You know what always happens? It always lands on the same numbers all the time. It'll be like 1-5, and the same person will win every time.
Will win every quarter.
Yeah, you're like, come on. And it's always like the rich one. The rich guy
there. The one that doesn't need it.
That doesn't need the money and like doesn't even really follow football. And they're like, oh, I won again.
You know, Brenda won. You know, she played it once and she won.
Okay, like $500.
Did she?
But she plays every year from now on.
From now on, yeah.
And she hasn't won ever since the first time she did it.
Well, I mean, there's no skill involved. You're literally just picking squares.
I know, just picking squares. Exactly.
Let me get a couple calls in here. Let's go to Devin in L.A. Devin, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Mason Momo? I thought you guys had shunned me there for a second.
Oh,
no,
stop.
I just wanted to say that the Rams are going to continue their redemption tour. Tom Brady has haunted the Rams for a long, long time. And last night, Matt Stafford could have done Matt Stafford things, but he deserves a lot of credit for outdueling the GOAT last night.
Absolutely.
And, My bad, Mace. Yeah, absolutely. And just to continue, on the Rams redemption tour to the Super Bowl, I couldn't have drawn it up any better, but we got those dreaded 49ers on Sunday coming up, and Niners, sorry, Greg, or sorry, Jorge, but the Niners are going down.
Yeah!
All right.
Thank you, Devin. Yeah, the evil-hated Niners are going down on Sunday. The evil hated ones.
I mean, Mace, this is the equivalent of the Dodgers playing the Astros again in the World Series. Like, if they would have won and played the Astros.
Or the Dodgers playing the Giants in a five-game series last year.
Yeah, that was – wasn't that so satisfying?
Oh, it was so satisfying. So satisfying. Let's go to Levi in Seal Beach. Levi, you're on 710. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? I was just calling because the big difference in that Bills-Chiefs game was the Bills not kicking – the ball to the 1 yard line and running some clock off the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it was a big mistake. I agree with you, Levi. They could have pooched that ball and taken some time off the clock.
That's the game right there.
How do you feel about the overtime rules?
I feel like the rules were changed already once, so that a field goal can't win the game. So I think it's good the way it is. I think it was a coach's decision that blew that game.
Okay. Thanks, Levi. I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, there were little mistakes in all those games that were critical. I mean, in the Rams game, Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator for Tampa, elected to blitz on that play where Matthew Stafford hit Cooper Kupp. Sean McDermott elected to kick the ball straight through the end zone instead of pooching the ball and gave Patrick Mahomes a little extra time. Green Bay special teams were terrible in that game, and they only had 10 men on the field for that field goal that San Francisco hit. So there were like little, it's a game of inches. There were little mistakes that made a huge difference, I think, in those games. So Momo, in the month of December, I'm sorry, in the month of January, what friggin' month it is, I'm so.
It doesn't really matter. It all blends together at this point.
In 2022, how about that?
It's winter.
In 2022, so
it's
far.
It's winter, it's still cold.
It's still cold. In the month of 2022. The year of 2022. So far, in Game of Games, it is Ireland 6, Mason 5, Sedano 2, Bergman 1, Michael Thompson 1. So coming up next, we're going to do Game of Games. It is my game today. Do we have anyone joining the game, Bergman?
Not today, but I bet you I can get Sedano to do it.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, Sedano's I don't want all this competition. It's hard enough for me already.
Sedano's on a roll.
I want to get on the board. I want to be on the board. No competition.
Grab Sedano for Game of Games. He's really good at these. We'll do Game of Games coming up next for you. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, it is Game of Games time. And again, in the month of January, Ireland 6, Mason 5, Sedano 2, Bergman 1, and Michael Thompson 1. Is anybody joining us today?
Kaplan is supposed to join
what's
us.
What's up, Foo?
What hey! Up, Foo?
Hey!
Kaplan, what's up, man?
Yo, how's it going?
Good, good. Exciting day, huh?
Oh, my God. When Bergman asked me to play Game of Games, I was like, yes, I'm literally walking my dog trying to kill time to get on the air.
Oh, it's a what a friggin'. Now, I said greatest weekend in the history of the NFL. What do you think?
I think that I don't know how we quantify it, but I can't think of anything ever better. Was there ever a time where you were talking to your buddies and you're like, yo, remember back in 2004, that divisional weekend when every game did this and this? And I know people are putting it out on Twitter. This weekend, four games went to overtime. They're battling it out now. But, Mace, that was the greatest.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Every
yeah.
game.
Crazy. Every game. All right, so Game of Games. Ready? We're going to play a game of Who Am I? Momo Bergman,
right.
Scott Kaplan.
Hi, Momo.
And
this
Jorge.
Is the day I get on the board, Mace.
Is it buzzer? On, buzzer? Your name's buzzer?
I name need
is
to win.
Buzzer. Now,
I need to win.
I will give you clues.
Okay.
It's called Who Am I? I will
oh,
give
she's
you clues
standing
I gotta stand
I'm
up.
The person.
I gotta
if
stand
I'm the person.
I'm
Momo dance.
Too.
So here we go. Number one. I was born in San Diego in 1986. When I was 9 years old, Tony Hawk took me under
Momo.
His wing. Momo.
Who is Shaun White?
Who is Shaun White?
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Wow.
Let's go. Let's go.
Good job. About to compete in this.
I'm getting
oh, up and dancing now.
I only dance when I get one.
Okay, number two. I was born in Albuquerque, New Mexico in 1964. My birth name was Jeff Preston Jorgensen. I ultimately went to Palmetto High School in Miami,
Scott.
Where I was...
Kaplan.
Scott.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
No. I ultimately went to Palmetto High School in Miami, where I was valedictorian. My speech as valedictorian was about the possibility that man would someday colonize space.
Momo.
Correct.
Momo.
Elon Musk.
No.
Ooh,
you're still alive.
Okay.
In 1994, I founded my own company in Seattle out of my garage. Jorge.
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Jorge.
Dang.
Original name, Jeff Preston Jorgensen. I'm not sure how he got Bezos.
That's how I thought of JPP. I don't know. I was just.
Oh, sure. No.
That was super
totally
random.
Yeah,
I was like, that was super random. I don't
think
he's
jump in and win. That's all.
Okay.
He's 64.
Three.
How old is he?
So random.
He's still playing.
Number three. I was born in Chicago in 1946.
Ooh, old. Okay.
I won a contest to be a guest DJ on WLS in Chicago when I was 14 years old. After bouncing around the country as a DJ, I took the job as weatherman at KNBC Channel
Kaplan.
4. Kaplan.
Ooh.
David Letterman.
No. I took the job as weatherman at KNBC
Momo.
Channel
4.
Momo.
Fritz Coleman.
No. Oh. I took the job as at KNBC Channel 4 here in Los Angeles
yeah.
in 1977. In 1981, Merv Griffin hired me to replace Chuck Woolery on a legendary game show. If you were to buy a vowel, there are three A's in my name.
Oh, Greg.
Greg.
Pat Sajak.
Pat Sajak is correct. Yeah, Bergman gets the point.
That was a hard one, Mace. Come
that
on.
Was a hard one.
They're meant to be hard.
You got a lot of nuggets
all
in
right.
that one.
Put a lot of time. A lot of nuggets.
Yeah. When did you have time to write this? I mean.
I take time and write these games for real.
Very good.
Okay.
Well written.
Number four. I was born in Sombor, Serbia in 1995.
Momo.
Greg.
That is Nikola Jokic.
Yes, it is.
Boom!
Yeah,
oh,
Serbia
man.
Gave it away. I had a bunch of
boom,
clues,
go
including
Momo.
I'm the best player on Steve Mason's fantasy basketball.
You had a bunch of nuggets too. Okay,
that was tailor made for Momo.
I had to
you
go fast, so that
get
was gonna
it?
Be fast.
Jokic nuggets.
I would have gotten it if you did.
Lots of nuggets. One of the nuggets was my eldest brother Strahinja played professional basketball in Europe.
Strahinja.
All right, it's Momo 2, Bergman 1, Jorge 1.
Let's go.
Yes, sir, Bob.
Kaplan yet to score. I was born in West Reading, Pennsylvania in 1989.
Okay.
I was inspired by Shania Twain. Her music made me want to run around the block four times and daydream about everything.
Momo.
Momo.
Taylor Swift.
It is Taylor
yes!
Swift. That line
was so
Taylor Swift.
I was so close. I was taking my time.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Okay.
Yes. Oh, now she's dancing. Oh, now she's up.
Yeah,
she's
up. Gotta,
it's like, well, it's good Nuggets, it's like by the way. My parents loved music. In fact, I was named after James Taylor. That's right.
Oh, man. I got it from your line, the daydream thing. That's a Taylor
What about
song.
I wrote a 13-minute song about my failed relationship?
That's good.
All right, number six. Okay. I was and Momo 3, Bergman 1, Jorge 1. You guys need to score here.
Shadow
Kaplan 0.
Yeah, I'm not representing. Just letting you
know. Number six. I was born in Jamestown, New York, in 1959. I was a three-sport star at Bronxville High School, where I was captain of all three teams. After I graduated from Washington and Jefferson College in Pennsylvania, I became an intern for the NFL.
Kaplan.
Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell is right. Yeah,
hey,
started
you got
as
one.
An intern.
Washington Crazy. Jefferson? That's a college?
Washington and Jefferson College in Pennsylvania. All right, Momo has got this locked up, but we'll do the last one for fun.
This is so exciting.
I was born in Mount Vernon, New York in 1954.
Okay.
My father was a Pentecostal minister. After briefly attending Texas Tech, I went back to New York and studied at Fordham. I studied acting at Lincoln Center, starring in Shakespeare's Othello.
Wow.
My first movie was...
Greg? Bryan Cranston?
No, my first movie was Carbon Copy, and George Segal was
Jorge.
Jorge.
Denzel Washington.
Denzel.
Yes.
Good, Jorge. That was a good one.
Jorge took that last point. By the way, one of the clues, as actors go, Momo thinks I'm overrated.
No!
Kaplan, can you believe that? Last week we had a conversation about most overrated actors, and she said Denzel.
No, I said Ben Affleck first.
But you also added Denzel.
I added, because I don't like the recent stuff.
The recent stuff
playing,
is fantastic.
I'm not into the August Wilson stuff. I'm just like, I didn't do it for
He's
me.
Doing Shakespeare now.
I know. I like it better when he does different roles. I don't like those.
What roles do you like? You like him bad cop guy?
No. I have to think of earlier Denzel.
Have you seen any Denzel Washington movies, Kaplan?
Like maybe a couple.
Yeah.
I think he's a phenomenal actor, and I just didn't like Fences, okay?
Training Day? Training Day is the movie,
yeah,
right?
Training Day. That's the one, yeah.
He's like with the pilot one he did was good.
Flight?
Yeah.
Flight.
He's really a good actor, and I just didn't like that one.
Why did you think overrated?
Because I didn't like Fences, and I think he's choosing roles that are like, I don't know.
So you're basically, it's like, it would
I just didn't like that movie, and I thought that was
like me taking your worst column and saying, boy, I hate her as a writer.
Yeah, that's probably right. But I think
she's overrated.
But I feel like he's been doing more of those type of movies.
Yeah,
right?
Denzel's awesome. Point goes to Momo. Congratulations, Momo.
Oh,
really
I haven't won in a while, you guys. This was
that
really hurting my ego.
That must feel really good.
I mean,
so
it's more
Kaplan,
of a relief than good, but it's, you know.
Yeah. Matthew Stafford, do you think he's rewritten his history with that win yesterday?
He certainly has made a lot of people like myself who were doubters. I think winning a game on the road against Tom Brady the way he did, or had to. Yeah, I mean, he's really kind of stuck it to those of us who were early stage doubters. But job's not done, because now you're at home and you're playing against a team that you've lost six straight to, and he's been part of two of those losses. So, you know, they've put it on a silver platter for him.
Now, here's the question. Isn't it hard to beat a team three times in a season?
That's what I think. At least that's what I'm going with right now. Like,
I mean,
that's
I think
my
it's
reasoning.
Really, these teams know each other so well. And by the way, six straight, there's something called the do factor. Like, you're due.
Mm-hmm.
There's something to that.
Right. And how about the lucky break you've caught, which is you're hosting.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it looked so cold in Green Bay, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, if Green Bay had won, we were going to Green Bay.
Nah,
I've never
been
to Lambeau Field.
Oh my God, it's one of those places you got to go to. Got to check it off the box.
Yeah, and NFC Championship game, Rams there. That was a good opportunity to go to Green Bay. It's hard to get there.
You mean as in like actually getting to Green Bay?
Yeah,
Wisconsin?
Like you got to fly to Madison and then drive 2 hours.
I think you go to
like
Chicago
that.
And then drive. Right,
that's 3 hours.
Ooh.
Either way,
it's hard
schlep.
To get to Lambeau. How did you fly? There's no airport at Lambeau.
No,
Field,
I don't think I. No, I'm trying to remember how I. Every time I go there, I've only.
How far
been
is it from
times.
Milwaukee? You can fly to Milwaukee.
I don't remember how I've gotten
still
there.
Time.
Still yeah. must
it's
be
still
an airport.
No matter what, there was a drive. No matter there what, there was. Anyway, we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Good
Captain,
thing.
Do you get press credentials for the game? Are you coming to the game with us?
I gotta say, honestly, I'd much rather watch it from my couch.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I'm gonna be part of the Ramley, man.
Well, you are. You're the leader of the Ramley.
Exactly.
I'm the leader of the people who are on the Ramley bandwagon from the couch.
Yes.
It's a different
Excellent.
Group.
Hey, Sedano and Kaplan coming up next for you on a monumental day. We will be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Big week. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.